Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Amen, amen. God bless you. It is Monday, April 17th, 2023. And it's Monday. Happy Monday to one and all. God bless you. And today's word of encouragement is on vulnerability. Coming from James 4, chapter 4, verse 6, NIV, King James Version. And this is how it goes. He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Amen. James 4:6. Some of the most substantial and ultimately wonderful changes in our lives come from moments of vulnerability. Laying our cards on the table, so to speak, and letting someone else know how much they really mean to us. But vulnerability in grieving, humility. And humility is not an easy pill to swallow. Isn't it sometimes easier for us to pretend that conflict never happened than to face the fact that we made a mistake and wronged another person? It's not always easy to humble ourselves and fight for the resolution in an argument, especially when it means admitting our failure. Who are you in the face of conflict? Do you avoid apologizing in an attempt to save face? Does your pride get in the way of vulnerability? Or are you willing and ready to humble yourself for restoration in your relationship? You ask yourself these questions, but what does God say on them? To James, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Amen. Amen. God, you say that you will give favor and wisdom to the humble. I humble myself today for the sake of restoring a relationship. Show me exactly how to do that. I pray for these things for one and all when you're in conflict with one another or with a particular person. Say your prayer. Face it head on. Humble yourself. Do not try to save face, but conflicts within a relationship can be mended, and you can have a clear mind, a clear heart. I pray for these things for you today as we embark on a new week or beginning another week, Monday. Tell someone that you care for them. Tell them about the goodness of God's grace. And also continue to pray for those that are sick and that are shedding. Mr. Jaden Benoit, he is recovering slowly, doing better. We pray that there'll be a full recovery because, you know, there isn't anything that God can do. So we keep praying for those that are sick and shedding. Again, I'm Sister Faye. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you. Keep the faith. Keep walking in faith. Amen. Amen.